Previously on Fit Breakfast.
Hey, Pearl.
Hey, what's up?
So you're a big movie star now, huh?
Am I a big movie star now? I am not a big one just yet, but I feel like a movie star nonetheless. You know what I mean? Like, it's my fourth movie that I'm going to be shooting. There's another one I'm going to be filming quite soon, and then another one coming in August.
But now, this is the thing, hey, Pearl. People look up to you. They love you. They worship you. But they don't know how much work it is what you do with the TV and the film and the radio and the shoots and the panel beating. People don't know.
It is a lot of work. I mean, you guys know also. Like, it's just when while I was shooting Lip Sync, we were shooting so much with so much work that at some point I ended up getting sick. I had like this really hectic tension headache. I basically left work, went into the emergency situation at the hospital. I went on a drip. I was feeling terrible. Then I was fine. I went home. I woke up with the same headache again, and I had to start at the hospital and get another drip again before going back to work. And, like, I still went back to work. Do you know what I mean? So you've also got to love what you do. You've got to really kind of be dedicated and stuff like that. And I really enjoyed shooting the Prince Adam, but I didn't want to inconvenience the crew, the guests, just basically the whole production. And when you think of the amount of work, even when you're done shooting, it's still going to be a lot of work now to publicize the whole thing, tweet about it, and, you know, just get yourself out there. And I'm trying to really break into the rest of Africa, and that's going to take a lot of work as well. And that's what I think the Pink Battle is going to give me the opportunity to do, which I'm really excited about.
Aside from having a really big career going on for you right now, I know, well, we see you on Instagram. You're putting up these gorgeous pics of what you get up to every day. And you are also hard at work in the gym. I mean, sometimes you got to put those boxing gloves on and you're just going for it. I mean, what is your exercise routine like? And your personal trainer, do you have different types of exercises that you do every week?
I'm not like a person that I don't like, I mean, I like consistency, but I kind of love the consistency in my inconsistency. Yeah. So I like things to change and be different and stuff, otherwise I get bored. It's hard work and I have to prepare for this film, and that's another reason why I have to go and hit much harder in the gym than I usually do as well. I've got to learn how to handle guns, I've got to learn how to ride a bike or at least be comfortable on the bike. You know, there's a lot happening with me right now and I'm quite excited. But ladies, like, this industry is, you know, if you sell an idea, you've got to actually apply yourself to it. So I'm selling a healthy lifestyle. I'm trying to make sure that I inspire other people to make sure they take care of their bodies. So I've got to make sure I do the same thing as well.
Speaking of your little girl, she is stunning, Pearl. Absolutely stunning.
She's also, like, one of the sweetest little girls you'll ever meet. I mean, I get called often with parents being like, hey, can I please have her for a play date? I never have to, like, find a place for her to go and hang out. She's always getting invited because they say she's quite well behaved, which is really, really cool for me as a parent, you know?
You know, Pearl, we have an app called Mom's Heart, and Mother's Day is coming up. So we'd like to ask you, Pearl Tusi, you know, what do moms really want for Mother's Day? You're a mom, and you have a mom. What do, I mean, apart from chocolates and roses and, like, bath salts. Come on. There's got to be something better out there.
I want diamonds. I want a trip. I want to be worshipped. I want, like... And you know what happens? Sometimes my birthday falls on Mother's Day. Not this year, though. Yeah. But sometimes it does.
Yes.
So, like, I need to be treated, like, extra special on that particular day. I want to feel like I'm carrying, like, baby Jesus. I want to be treated like what Mary should have been treated like.
Yeah.
No, Pearl, I'm due in July. I'm going to have my first
baby.
I'm so excited. I want to know from you, that first month, people have been, like, saying really scary things about that first month when baby arrives. What's your advice? I mean, for a first time mom like
there's me. There's nothing scarier in the first month other than actually that first day when you give birth. So don't stress about the rest of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the rest of the month is really kind of sleeping. You're both sleeping, eating, they'll cry now and again, but they just want to eat, changing nappies like quite often.
Yeah.
They're so cute. They look like angels. Enjoy the first month. Between the ages of 3 and 7, you will wish they were 1 month old again and sit the whole time. Yeah, so don't be scared. I don't know why they're scaring you.
Oh, thanks, Paul.